Friends, this past week has been a rough one for Americans. Our ideals have met up with the ugly underbelly of our reality. We seek to be peacekeepers, and yet we witness what appears to be a game of chicken as nuclear war is threatened and our fears heighten. And then this weekend, we witnessed a clash of hatred that resulted in the death of three people, an act of domestic terrorism, as a car deliberately crashed into a crowd resisting white supremacy. If we're honest, we know that racism has been alive and well in this country since its founding, even before that. Even as we elected a black man as our president, we were forced to confront racism bubbling to the surface in ways that shocked many of us, in ways that other people knew simply as life. Time and time again, we have gathered on Sunday morning to mourn the unjust deaths of black people, so often young boys, needlessly killed. We will never forget the shy 17-year-old boy, Trayvon Martin, whose pocket full of Skittles and hoodie sweatshirt made him suspicious, marked him for death, a victim of prejudice, and killed at its hands. Or Eric Garner's plea for life as he choked out the words, "I can't breathe." We have gathered in prayer so many times over these last years, and still racism rears its ugly head again and again and again. This weekend, hate gathered in Charlottesville, Virginia, as an alt-right rally took place, calling out all Nazis, KKKs, white supremacists to come out and publicly rally for their race. They came with torches, reminiscent of their hooded past, but they came also with guns and gear and inflammatory words like the Nazi chant, "blood and soil," to affirm their own bloodline and their right, as they believe, to this territory and this land. Gathered in a counter-protest were all sorts of people. There were hundreds of clergy gathered peacefully to pray and offer solace as peacemakers and defenders of love. One of those clergy is the outspoken Tracy Blackman, our Minister of Justice and Witness Ministry of the United Church of Christ. At one point, during an interview with NBC, she was literally swept away, her own life at risk. To say that things got out of hand would be an understatement. This gathering, which is certainly protected by free speech, nevertheless was a gathering intended to show force, to uplift one race over another, proclaiming white supremacy and invoking hatred towards blacks, browns, immigrants, Jews, and Muslims, the likes of which our country hasn't seen in decades. We must speak out. We must speak out against hatred, violence, and racism. And again, we must proclaim that black lives matter. And while we have been met with prayers of peace and love and gratitude, we also know that we have faced pushback for this simple statement, that black lives matter. But even that is not enough. I can hear that Baptist preacher calling us from Birmingham jail, and I can hear his disappointment in white Christians who said and did nothing, their silence, compliance. We will not be silent. We need to hear it from every religious institution, particularly every Christian pulpit, and every white Christian. So I've said it here before, and I'll say it again. We have to demand condemnation against such acts of violence and racism and the very notion of white supremacy from every elected leader. And we must be models of love peace, and sacred resistance. We must keep our children safe, all of God's children, black, brown, Muslim, Jew, immigrant, gay, straight, man, woman, transgender, all, nothing less. And so as we gather into this prayer time together, I'd like to share a prayer this morning that was written by seminarian Lauren Grubaugh, who was present yesterday in Charlottesville. She came home and wrote this prayer, a prayer from the streets of Charlottesville. In the process of writing, she shares that she's struggled to pray today. She writes, "The image of God to which I so often default, an image that has been instilled and reinforced by white supremacy and patriarchy, is a white male God. Over the years, incorporating inclusive language into my prayer has helped me reimagine God in color and warmth and light. But today's events were a somber reminder that the racist, patriarchal God is still deeply embedded in my psyche, and all the more so in that of our nation. This is the prayer to a God whom we have forgotten and whom we at best remember." Let us pray with her. To the God whom we have forgotten, to the God who is not male and is not white, to the God who takes no pleasure in violence, to the God who is love, to the God who is tender-hearted and warm embrace, to the God who is not deaf to her children's cries and is moved to tears by their suffering, to the God whose law is love of neighbor, hospitality for the stranger, care for the weak, to the God whose touch is healing, whose gaze is compassion, whose way is loving kindness, to the God who is justice, to the God who tramples fear and hatred under her feet, to the God who convicts our hearts, stirs our spirits, transforms our minds, to the God who revels in the joyful dance of community and invites us to do the same, to the God whose own child's lynched body hung limp on a tree, not by her own hand, but because of the fear and hatred of those human beings who feared the kind of world they were promised would be ushered in and hated the changes they would have to undergo to get there. Our memory is so short. Our failure to remember the sins of our parents, our aversion to repentance, our refusal to make reparations is killing us. Our souls are wasting away. And black, brown, female, queer, trans, Muslim, different abled bodies are dying each day. So many. O God, whom we have forgotten, we do not even know how to call on your name. We have not seen you in the faces of our sisters and brothers. We have not felt you in the pain of our neighbors, strangers, friends, and enemies. O God, whom we have forgotten, do not let our imaginations be infiltrated by warmongering forces of violence. Do not let our spirits be colonized by the depressing fear of our oppressors. Transform our minds that do not know how to think of you, existing without these heavy chains we have placed on ourselves and on each other. Amen. May we join in this prayer daily. May this be our call to action. May our voices have strength, may be loud. May we speak of this in our workplaces, amongst our families. When we are uncomfortable, give us strength, O God. This is the call of our church. Brothers and sisters, Christians who call this place home, let us give with generous hearts that our voice may never be stifled and our love always be strong. Let us choose to stand on the side of love. Amen. Let us give.